Over the past few weeks, we've been talking to Tony Lin-Mongo, who is the physiotherapist, clinical director of the Balance Group. We've largely tried to get Cape Town moving again, but it is winter now. And I don't know if old wives' tale or whether it's something that one truly believes. I truly believe it. A couple of years ago, I hurt my ankle. And ever since then, for the past, 10, 11, 12 years, at the approaching of winter, I get a little tingle in my right ankle. And that is the sign. Rain is on the way. Tony Lin-Mongo, thanks for joining us. We're talking about recurring injuries. But on this belief that people believe if my elbow hurts or my shoulder, like in my case, every winter, just before I have a painful ankle, it's a sign to me that the seasons are changing. Any medical science in that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's something that it's not actually the cold or the rain, it's the pressure drop. So if you start having slight signs of joint, just hear me out, it's not necessarily arthritis, but joint changes, joint degeneration. You know, often the joint will actually pick up that slight change in pressure. And people do actually, some injuries can predict that cold weather is coming.
It's dinkum. You can, and it's not just your auntie saying it. It gets a scour.
Nope.
It really is a change in pressure, and your body feels that change in pressure. It's fascinating.
Absolutely. It's quite fascinating. But, yeah, no, definitely, I mean, the advice over the last few weeks of taking it slow, taking it easy, you know, some of us don't necessarily follow it, and the clinic is busy, and it's busy with these, but Tony, why does this keep coming back, these recurrent injuries? So I thought it would be a nice thing to talk about, seeing as, I don't know if you know, Lester, but the storm has headhunted one of our physios, so we're one physio down even, so it's even busier than normal. Thanks, Thomas. I thought this would be a nice topic to talk about.
Well, just make sure you get free tickets to the Agile Stadium. But
absolutely.
Why do we get particular injuries popping up in the same area? Is it a case of I was born with weak ankles or a wobbly knee, and then I'll be predisposed to an injury on this weak ankle that I've always been told I had?
And listen, not necessarily, and there's, I know people get frustrated because I always say it depends. There's literally lots of different reasons, but the two main ones I want to actually talk about, which kind of correlates with this overuse, just loading certain movements or certain exercises over and over. So the two main ones that I want to talk about is that if you find that you're doing the same thing over and over and you're not giving your body a break or you're not changing, remember we talk about the three planes. There's a forward, backward, side to side rotational plane. And some people, because sport, and that's the only thing they do, so they don't necessarily balance out the planes of movement in their body, you can find that some connective tissue, now connective tissue being the things, not the bones, not the muscles, not the nerves, you know, we're talking about ligaments, tendons, fascia, connective tissue, when it starts breaking down and you don't give it chance enough to rebuild, it's actually quite fascinating because the structure to which it rebuilds itself is actually initially a bit weaker than the original structure. So I know my exercise physiologist friends would say that I'm oversimplifying it. But for argument's sake, as it's rebuilding itself, that rebuilding phase, it's not as strong as what it was before.
So it's,
and sometimes that can take...
So it's not like a broken bone or a fractured bone, which is said comes back, yields stronger than what it was, or in order to build muscle, you're actually breaking down some of the fibers and it regrows stronger.
Exactly.
Your connective tissue, the fascia, does not operate like that.
The tendons, not necessarily. And it's majority of the time you have these periods where you can't rest it because it doesn't respond to rest necessarily, but you have to incrementally start loading it little bit by little bit and start adapting it to the load. And that can sometimes take, this is quite frustrating because it can take 4 to 6 weeks. It can sometimes take 6 to 12 weeks, but sometimes it takes, and I know this is rare, but 12 to 18 months. You can't rush biology, and biology takes it as long as it needs to take, you know? So it's just, that's the one thing I wanted to talk about, is that if you are going to overload it, you know, it's not necessarily going to come back naturally as strong as before. You need to listen to your body. Right? That's the one. point. If you've got time, I would like to talk about the second point.
Question, yeah. I've had a recurrent ankle sprain and I've done the ankle exercises, but it keeps happening. Why?
Yes, so that's a very common, geez, I get asked this a lot. And that actually is the second point that I want to talk about. So every single joint in our body's got this amazing kind of axis of rotation and translation movement in the joint, right? And for lack of a better word, it's got the nice little central point that it likes to operate. But certain injuries start to influence that natural mid position that it likes to function in, ankle sprains being a very common one. So if you've got an outside ankle sprain, you've damaged those ligaments, there's a chance. I spoke a while ago about this beautiful bone called the talus in the foot, and that little talus bone can change its position to which it sits on. And the mistake the majority of people make is that they go and do these wobble exercises and these single leg balance exercises. But what they're actually doing is that they are influencing that lateral position more and more and actually taking it further to where it doesn't want to be. And then it's almost easier for it to sprain again, which is frustrating because I know that it's, if you Google it, if you speak to most physios and bios, they'd want people, and rightly so, to do these balance exercises, but that's not necessarily the only thing that you should be doing because you could be influencing that center point more and more of that ankle. So
I think this is a physiological question. It's also maybe a philosophical question, but the question here, at what point do I simply accept that I have an issue with my knee, an issue with my ankle or whatever part, and saying no matter how much physio or rehab or exercise that I want to, I'm always going to have an issue. Maybe it's a question of how old do I feel and not how old I am, Tony?
I think that's a very good question. And I think, you know, it's not uncommon for us to have aches and pains and niggles. The thing that you don't want that area to influence on is your function, is your ability to go for a walk or play with your kids or, you know, go for a hike or a movement. So, you know, you want to be able to get stronger and more moving, more mobile, so that you don't feel like it ends up decreasing your activity. You want to try and make sure that you, even if you do have a sensitivity in the knee or in the ankle or the shoulder, that you're not necessarily stopping yourself from doing things in life that you enjoy, that brings you joy, that brings your family joy. It's not normal. I don't believe that the body should necessarily be in pain and live in pain. But sometimes if you're going to push certain exercise or push certain gardening or, you know, doing certain things that it's not used to, it is going to talk. And that pain isn't necessarily always bad. It's sometimes very necessary. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I don't want it to influence someone's ability to live its life or to think that they're going to. If that's the case, then one should do stuff.
Tony Monga, losing the lily, but really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Chat to you next week. Good morning, KP.